Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, at the Administaff kickoff, spring kickoff sales conference. I'm down here in Houston working with one of my customers on helping them get their sales force going this year. Looking forward to 3 days of a lot of fun with them. And right now we've got the president of that company, Richard Rawson, with us. And he's actually in Boston doing a little work up there. But we've asked him to join us to talk to us a little bit about his perspectives. And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And the blog post that's up today is on small businesses and banking, better banking relationships. So I hope you check that out as well. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Richard Rawson, president of Administaff. Richard, thanks again for joining us. As we went to the break, I use the term appeal to our better angels. In Abraham Lincoln's, one of his inaugural speeches, I always forget if it's the first, was the first or the second one. He closed the speech with, and I'm going to paraphrase him only because I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he basically said, we must appeal to our better angels. And I love that term. And when I heard him say, when I read that he said that, I think he was talking about what makes America, America, what makes Americans, Americans, what makes us be the kind of country that is that shining beacon on the hill, the kind of country that other countries want to be more like, that they look up to us, when the kind of country that when the world has a problem and they dial 911, it rings in America. That's our better angels, Richard. And I wish our president would do more of that. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, it is the fabric. Entrepreneurism is the fabric of America. This country was built on entrepreneurism. I mean, think about Columbus and taking out across the sea and with no clue as to where they were going.
Exactly.
And then the pilgrims following that, I mean, that is all. It was to escape government control and tyranny so that you could be free to do what you want to do and feel is right to do.
And when they left, there was probably no more than a 5% chance when they disembarked. There's probably no more than a 5% chance that they would actually survive the trip.
Sure, absolutely.
And yet they went. But that spirit, as you say, that spirit is still in America. And to me, if we want to turn around this economy, if we want to get rid of uncertainty, if we want to make America what it used to be, what it has been, that's how we do it, not policies.
That's absolutely correct. Everything feeds from entrepreneurialism and the creation of business and ideas and the synergy of two or three different ideas from two or three different small businesses coming together and creating, new products and services. And, man, I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. But it has to be put in an environment that is not life-threatening, because it's already life-threatening just going into business for yourself.
Right. Speaking of that environment, talk to us about the healthcare environment. You know, as you know, the politicians are going to be debating this again this week. What do you think about this whole debate?
Well, I got to tell you, it's they're not anywhere close to solving the problem. This is just all political rhetoric. That's all that's going on. If they really wanted to reduce the cost of health care and get coverage for people, they would go to the major carriers and ask them to give and ask each of the carriers to give Washington their report on how to go about doing that. Because I'll tell you, I know that two of the carriers have already written white papers.
Yeah.
And in one case...
These are your partners, probably, aren't they?
Uh-huh. You're darn right.
I mean, that's one of the things that you guys do is you buy a lot of health care insurance.
That's exactly right. About $700 million worth.
Yeah.
And so when you look at the kinds of things that can be done that would save, instead of spending $1.1 billion, which was in the last set of proposals, this would save $950 billion.
Yeah, you said and it's $1.1 trillion. You meant to say.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. And the savings is the inverse of that. So it's about a $2 trillion shift, which is exactly what we need because we're about to.
So you're saying that the insurance companies are prepared to make those kinds of suggestions and make those kinds of adjustments that could become a reality, but they're not being listened to?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if they're being listened to, but they're certainly not being followed in any of the dialogue.
Right. When I say listen, that's what I mean. They're not doing what they're suggesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I mean,
Richard,
anyway.
I've got to wrap it up, I want you to come back again. It's been too long since you've been on the show. I want you to come back, and I want you to keep tracking with us on this healthcare, because you're out there where the rubber meets the road on these things. Will you come back real soon and talk about this some more?
I will be happy to.
Am I going to see you later this week?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to getting you back down here in God's country in Houston, Texas, right?
Amen.
Thanks, Richard. Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Administaff. He'll be back another day real soon. Going to take a quick break right back after these messages. Stay with me. One day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.